No, so I'm just going to give them words of encouragement tonight. I just want to say, as the pastor of this church, that before I go any further, my daughter, she's part of this group, and her whole, ever since she's been in high school, she's been here at this church, and I want to thank God for a church that was an example to her in her life, and that watched her and was able to grow her, and all these other kids too. You've been here since you've been in high school, and I thank God for that tonight. I know there's churches everywhere out there, and I know they're on every corner. But I want you to know I thank God for this church here, and I thank God for the leaders that we have here and the people that loves our kids. You'll never know as a pastor what that does to my heart tonight. Man, it just sets me on fire. Look down there tonight. Man, good-looking group. Amen? Good-looking group. So tonight in 1 Timothy, I want to be short tonight, but I want to share this with you. In 1 Timothy chapter number 4, I want to begin reading tonight to give these kids this before we go. Three things in their life that I see in their life and that the Word of God teaches tonight. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, and I want to read verses 11 through 16. I want y'all to know tonight, y'all fixing to go out into a world and y'all going to go out and see things. And don't let nobody despise you, though. Don't let nobody despise your youth. You remember that tonight. Don't let nobody. You know what you believe in. You know who you believe in. You believe in Jesus Christ. You know He is the way, the truth, and the life. You know tonight. I'm going to challenge these tonight, okay? So I may overlook y'all and go straight to these kids. But y'all remember that tonight. No matter what college you go to and they try to tell you that they may be a different God and they may be different ways and they may be different things. You remember what that old bald-headed preacher told you. You remember that. And there's only one way, and His name's Jesus tonight. And when you get into school, if a professor thinks different, you tell him to call me and we'll take battle for you. Amen? Amen, church? Hey, and that's what we stand behind tonight. And tonight I want to give you three things that I see in this group tonight, and I pray you see this in yourself tonight. 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 11, I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And this is what the Bible says in verse number 11 of 1 Timothy chapter number 4. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Father, tonight, I pray that you bless the next few moments. Bless this reading of your word tonight. I thank you for these kids tonight that's standing here tonight. Thank you for the congregation that's backing them tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you tonight that they're our followers of yours tonight. And Lord, I pray that you just bless them. I pray they understand that they're your hedge of protections all around them tonight. Father, tonight, you encamp angels around them. You encamp the Holy Ghost inside of them tonight. I thank you for that. Bless the next few moments in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. And you may be seated tonight. I want to look in verse number 12, and the Bible says, number one tonight that I see is you leave this church and you go out into this world and you leave your high school and you go out into college, you go out into work, you go out into different fields of your life. Number one I see is that you need to be an example. And I thank God tonight that you are an example in the world that you live in now. The Bible says, let no man, in verse 12, despise thy youth. Be thou an example. And what am I going to be an example of? What do you want to be an example of tonight? Well, the Bible says to be an example of the believers in what? In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. When you go out in this world and you go out in this walk of life, there's one thing that's going to stay important in your life, and that's the example that you are in the Word, in the Bible. As a believer this afternoon, as a believer, don't you ever, whatever you do, forget where you've come from. Don't forget the background. Mamas and daddies that's sitting here that's taught you this. When I was a kid, I heard this same speech, and I heard people tell me, hey, you're an example. You make sure. And I never understood how important it is until now in my life. And I want you to know I thank God for the example that y'all are, that you're a member of a church. Hey, you're a part of something, and you're here tonight. That speaks volumes, don't it, church? Man, that speaks volumes tonight to know that these kids, they love the Lord. He says, let no man despise thy youth. No matter how young you are, God's got big plans for you. God knows who you are, and He's got big plans for you, and He's going to use you. He's not only going to use you in the work field to work and do with your hands, but He's going to use you in the spiritual realm too. That's why He saved you, that you may be an example example in all your words, all your conversations, all your deeds, and everything you do. God's going to use you for an example, I promise you. And everywhere you go, no matter what you do with your life, you can be an example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I see something else in the text. Not only are you an example that's going to be sent out for the whole world to see, and I don't know about y'all, but I thank God for these examples. Man, I thank God that we're pumping out 5 kids to be examples in this world that they live in. I want you to know tonight, that's an amazing. There's a lot of kids that's going to graduate high school this year. But I thank God tonight that we know we have 5 godly kids that's going to go out into the world that we live in. But number 2, not only an example, but for someone older, old as I am, and some of the older folks in here, not only you're a good example that's going out, but you're an encouragement tonight. You're an encouragement to me. You're an encouragement to the church. Look what he says. In verse 13, not only the example that you are, but the encouragement that you are to us. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. You know every one of you has a gift tonight. I'm not talking about the vocation that you're going to do and you're going to go out and you're going to do whatever you do in life. You may be a doctor. You may be a whatever you may be. You may go into the military, John Wayland. I don't know what y'all going to do, but do you know there's a gift inside of you besides anything that you'll go to college and you'll learn? There's a gift that lives inside of you. When you got born again, you've got a gift inside of you, and that gift is what God's wanting you to find. He's wanting you to explore. He's wanting you to know that gift, and there's different kind of gifts and all in the Bible. And you can read them gifts, as Brother Aaron and Sister Molly talked about this morning. There's different gifts in your life. And you know you got different gifts in your life. And as you get older, whatever that gift is in your life, you know what it is right now. You know what God's gifted you in and what area He has gifted you in. A while ago, Brother David Barnes asked me, he said, "Hey, have you seen Perry? I need to find him." I said, "I don't know where he is, but wherever he is, he's talking to somebody." Did you know that's a gift? Communication is a gift. As a believer, communication is a gift. And some of you may have that gift of communication. Some of you may have that gift of praying. Some of you may have that gift. I don't know what your gift is tonight, but you remember this. Whatever you know your gift is right now, 50 years from now, you're going to have that same gift. And it's up to you if you're going to use that gift or neglect that gift. And the Bible says here, you can be an example with what God's given you. Not only be an example, but be an encouragement. You take that gift that God's given you and you use it to uplift Him, whatever you do in life. Look what he says, till I come. This is Paul talking to young Timothy. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation. That's uplifting, bringing up the word of God, to doctrine. He says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. You know, tonight you have that gift inside of you tonight. And when you have that gift, it's going to let you be the example that God's called you to be in the world that we live in. But not only an example you're going to be, but you're going to be an encouragement everywhere you go. You may be going into a place that you don't even know about yet that may be dark and needs a light. And you may be that only light that's going to be in that place. And you have one choice, two choices when you get there. You can be that light, or you can let them extinguish that light and do it. But you don't want that. You want that light to shine. Amen? So I want to give you the third thing here, and we're going to pray over y'all. Number one, we see that you are an example. Man, I thank God for these examples. And I thank God for the encouragement that you are. But this right here is important in my life and to see in these 5 kids tonight. And if you're a mom and daddy in here tonight, this ought to set you on fire. It does me. When I look down on these 5 here tonight, I see evidence. Not only do I see examples, not only do I see encouragement, but I see evidence in these kids' life. Evidence of what, preacher? Evidence that they are followers of Jesus Christ. No matter what you do in life, you can go to a 4-year college, 8-year college, I don't even know, how long does it go, 12 years, 20 years? Depends how smart you are. You can go as long as you want to college. But you listen to me tonight, I don't care what you make in life, and I know this is Detroit talk, but it don't matter. Okay, y'all get that? And your English teacher wouldn't like it. But you remember this tonight. It don't matter what you make in life. If you don't put God first, it won't be successful. It may be successful here. It may look good here. It may build up stuff here. You may get fame here. You may get claps here. You may get applauded here. But it won't be nothing over yonder. What I'm trying to tell you is no matter what you make in life, you think, this ain't what I'm going to do is not a whole lot. It don't matter. As long as you put God first, it'll be everything that you need. He said, and this is the thing, there's evidence in your life that you do these things. You line up with that word of God. And you let God use you in a mighty way. Let you be that example when you go to college, when you go to the military, wherever you go. Let him be that example in your life. Let him be that encouragement when you step out there. You say, man, I've never been here, and I don't know what to do. I'm scared to death. I'm worried, anxiety, depression. All this is swelling. You ever get there? Yeah, I see it. That's where I get all the time. And all that starts swelling. I'm saying, what am I going to do? And the Lord says, let me have it. Let me show you what I can do. Because there's evidence on the inside of you that he's going to work through you. And there's no telling what y'all are going to be. There is no telling what y'all are going to be. But let me show you the evidence, and we're going to pray. He says, not only that, but there is evidence in your life. Look what he says here as we finish up. He says in verse number 15, he says, meditate. Meditate, you got to think. He said, you got to think. Even at your youth, you got to think. When you go to college, you got to be able to think. You got to think when you get out of here. I am scared to death to let Kaylee get out from here. Amen? I hope she can pump gas. I mean, that's what my prayer is, you know? I mean... Every one of y'all are laughing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I hope you understand life. But here, let me share this. I want you to be, as I heard Brother Ricky Wolf say, I want you to be street smart, but I don't want you on the streets, okay? I want you to be street smart, but I don't want you on the street. You meditate on the Word of God, because where you're going, people will take advantage of you. Amen, parents? People see your purity. They see your charity. They see your love. They see your tenderness. They see your kindness. They see that on these kids. And people take advantage of you. And you listen to me. Anybody that take advantage of you, they do not love you. Anybody that loves you don't want nothing from you. They want to give to you. Jesus Christ don't want nothing from you. You know what he wants? He just wants to give to you. He wants to give you. He gave you life. He gave you what you got. He gave you your health. He gave you your two eyes. He gave you your two arms. He gave you your two legs. He gave you your two ears. He gave you what you got, because he loves you and he gives you that. And he said, meditate on these things. Remember that in your life. If I can give you anything, he said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. Give yourself to them. Let God use you, that thy profiting may appear to all. And he said, take heed unto thyself. Don't let nobody get you off course of what God's called you to do. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. What's the doctrine? Doctrine is the Word of God. A lot of people don't like doctrine in church. You know why? Because doctrine corrects. Doctrine heals. Doctrine fixes things. If you go to the doctor, what do you want the doctor to do? To doctor on you. If you go to the doctor and you don't get a shot and you don't get no medicine, you don't think they've done nothing, do you? When you come to church and you get this Word of God, that's your shot. That's your doctrine. That's your medicine. He says this right here. He said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. You're going to go out into a world that you've never experienced. But you remember this. You be that example that God's called you to be. You be that encourager wherever you go. Because there's evidence in your life that God has prepared you for this moment. Amen? Amen. All right. I'm going to call out some names here.